Drive Time 91.3. Always on the cutting edge. On the edge we are, or off the edge, I'm not too sure. 072-238-0712 is the WhatsApp number, 47913 SMS, and of course Facebook, Twitter, and all the social media platforms. Our Android platform as well, you can get us there, even on the dark side of the moon or in outer space. The Surrey Network for Human Rights says 923 civilians were killed in October, that's last month, by the Syrian regime, including 398 children and 62 women. Syria is embroiled in a six-year civil war that has killed more than 470,000 people and forced an estimated 5 million more to flee across borders to become refugees. That's not talking about the destruction inside Syria. Online is Fadil Abdul Ghani, Chairman for the Syrian Network for Human Rights. The Fadil, assalamu alaikum, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
How do we understand the recent numbers that have been coming out, September and October, have been much higher than in previous months? So what's the explanation for that?
First of all, I think the people neglected Syria and abandoned Syria also. They thought, caused of this long period, that the casualties have been stopped in Syria. Maybe some of your audience now shocked and surprised from this huge figure of casualties, and I mean, ensuring that this is the minimum who were able to document it by name and by photos and videos. So this is data. Those figures are not at all just estimation. This is not estimation. The estimation may be triple or double this figure. This is the first issue. The second issue that there is in Syria agreement of cessation of hostilities or de-escalation. Maybe you heard about it in Russia, in Astana. Yeah, that's right. But the thing is, the violation of this agreement, and of course the violation of the IHL and the other even human rights law, is still going on. So this not affecting much actually. From eliminating the casualties in Syria. And at the top, the Syrian regime coming always at the top. In some months, the Russian forces coming on the top. Some months also, the international coalition two-time coming, which is led by the U.S. coming at the top.
So it's a very confusing picture, isn't it? There just seem to be so many people interfering in Syria right now. You've got the United States, you've got Iran, you've got Russia, you've got some of the Gulf states that have been funding some of the militias inside Syria. It really is a very confusing picture, isn't it?
Yeah, in the widespread, or if you make zoom out, we will find six parties. The first of all, Assad and his militia, Iranian militia, which is coming from Iran, Iraq, Hezbollah, Lebanese Hezbollah. This is the first part. The second part is the Russian forces. The third part is the armed opposition group. The fourth part is the extremist Islamic groups, ISIS and Al-Nusra, Al-Qaeda. The fourth one is the international coalition, which is led by the U.S. The sixth one is the PYD or the Kurd militia in Syria. Mm-hmm. Those parties who make influence and who is affecting the civilians. But the main perpetrator, the high level of scale of killing coming from airplanes, which is from mainly Russia and the regime.
So would you say that the biggest problem right now for civilians in Syria is in fact the Russians?
Yes, of course. The Russian intervention affects much and killing, if we're going to compare, and there is comparison on our website also, Russian killed more than ISIS. Russian justify their intervention in Syria that they're going to fight ISIS. Everyone wants to fight ISIS, but they killed and committed massacres more than ISIS, actually. Of course, this is a very simple comparison, because ISIS, they built on weapons like Russia, but this is what's happened now, and anyhow. So Russian committed a huge number of massacres, but the regime is still on the top by approximately 83% from the total amount in comparing to other parties, including Russia.
Right. Now, the ISIS factor, Daesh, does Daesh still exist? I mean, we're seeing so many media reports of them being defeated in Iraq, but what is happening to ISIS or Daesh in Syria?
Yeah, ISIS also defeated in Syria, but what is the cause and how long it take? And does this need all of this cost and times? This is a question. ISIS in Syria, around 20,000 fighters. Russian forces till 3 months ago, they didn't target ISIS fighters at all. Since more than 2.5 years from intervention, they started in September 2015. They targeted mainly, or if we're going to divide it by percentage, mainly they targeted on 85 from their attacks, 85% on the arms or the rebels area, only 15% on the ISIS area, and even so, or on the ISIS area, it's targeted several times the civilians, which is under ISIS control. Now ISIS defeated, yeah, but also what's coming next? Those who is coming next also refusal. In the view of the Syrian society, mainly they are coming, even who sees the ISIS land, first the PYD or the SDF, the Syrian Democracy Forces, mainly PYD. PYD is the branch of the PKK, this also called militia, coming from this Turkish Kurd militia. So PYD is a branch of the PKK. Those are also militia, and those they want divided. They want to take partition from Syria, same what they did in Iraq, in Kurdistan. They want also those, they want part from Syria, and those supported by America. So those in the majority of the Syrian society look as an enemy. It's not comparing to ISIS, but also they are looking to them that this is very strange body coming to interfere and affect the society. The other who taking sees the ISIS also control is the Assad regime, and the Assad regime also sometimes is worse than PYD even. So this is the reason now. ISIS mainly take lands from the rebels and fight the rebels almost the times, and killed from the rebels more than others' party. Then at the end, who seized the land is the PYD, the branch of PKK, which is considered the worst group in the categorization of American and the Turks also. So it's here very contradiction that American categorized PKK as a terrorist group and support his branch in Syria, and also by Assad regime. So this is the result. That also make us rise the question on the penetration of ISIS, or how ISIS is working, with if they know or if they doesn't know, or their leader or their member as well.
Now, trying to understand the Syrian situation, which has become complicated with all these players, is there a proper, a genuine ceasefire in sight? Is there a time going to come when the guns are going to be put down?
We hope so. This period will come. But when this is the under the countries willing, or the international community willing, which we don't concrete till now. There is no American willing to interfere in Syria, or to maybe to do the right interfering toward pressure the Russian, which is the regime allies, in order to accept with the political solution. The opposition accepted all the UN resolution and accepted also Geneva I's statement, accept to set together, but who's refusing to create the transitional body committee? The regime does not recognize even or give recognition to the opposition. The civil war taught us that without foreign intervention in different layers, in different categories, like military intervention or political intervention, it will not gonna to solve, because the civil war, they take their power from several allies. So the things in Syria will continue like this. No one will surrender. So this needs something to pressurize from outside toward political solution. Who is gonna to lose? Of course, the Assad family. Assad family, they look to Syria as their lands. They own Syria and take the Syrian economy, the Syrian power since 50 years. This imperial, unfortunately, in this century. So 50 years they own Syria, and they are looking forward to submit this throne to his son as well. And Bashar al-Assad looking to, there is no limitation for his period. So he's going to extend and extend and they ignore the constitution. They are ruling by thugs and by security forces, by power. So why they will deliver, or why they share this authority without pressure? The revolution try to pressure them, first of all peacefully, then when the conflict transfer to be struggle in armed conflict, unfortunately, they failed because caused mainly to the Iranian unlimited support to the regime, pay billions of dollars to hold the state and to pay the salary and to hold the fall down of the economy, and by militia and by political support and media support, which is the other side, didn't get maybe 10% from this support. You mentioned the Gulf state, and here we have propaganda that because there is a lot of talking without action from the state. So, but this incomparable at all with the Iranian support. Then this is this regional support to the regime. Then the regime also have the strategic support from Russia also as well. By other hand, the other side, they don't have such kind of support. Even they have support by statement, support by resolution in the Security Council, but without without nails to follow up those resolutions, that's meaning nothing.
Fajal Abu Ghani, chairperson of the Syrian Network for Human Rights, thanks for chatting to us. Such a pity there doesn't seem to be much hope in Syria, and we all hope and pray in South Africa that Syria does once again become a peaceful and prosperous place. Fajal Abu Ghani, shukran, thanks for chatting to us.
Thank you very much.